Geek Free with Simon O'Connor. Fridays at 10 a.m. Right here on RCR, Reality Check Radio.
Delighted to be turning my attention to our Community Gems segment. I don't know about listeners, but I just get such a warm, fuzzy feeling as I talk to various individuals and charities around the country, and today's is no different, but it might even sound a bit odd and mysterious, which is why I've got Tarina Griffiths on. She's the National Volunteer Coordinator for something known as the Chip Packet Project. Tarina, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. What a buzz.
Well, look, I know you. I've met and done the work that you're involved with. Now, listeners are going, did that mean Simon turned up and ate an entire packet of salt and vinegar chips? The answer is no. Tell us about the Chip Packet Project, this nationwide project across the country.
Look, your listeners are well to be thinking, my goodness, this sounds bizarre. This really is bizarre. What we do, though, is that chippy packet that we easily consume during the rugby game or the netball or the latest movie on a Saturday afternoon, and depending on how exciting it is, it's depending on how quickly we can consume those chippies. I was shocked that my packet, after I'd eaten it, goes into the rubbish bin, and it takes over 80 years to decompose in landfill. That really rocked my world. And then when I started doing some research, I found out that we can take that chip packet, once we've eaten our chippies, we've opened it, given it a quick wash, we can change that into a thermal survival blanket, very similar to search and rescue. It's amazing stuff and really easy to do and be involved with.
The listeners, you've heard that right, and I've seen this. I've actually made a blanket. Tarina can tell you whether it was any good or not, but you've heard it right. Chip packets, those very same chip packets, can be turned into thermal blankets and are being by this Chip Packet Project. So before we get into the how, because that's cool in itself, these blankets are primarily but not exclusively for those who are homeless. So talk to us about the need that you've seen and then obviously how this project fixes or attempts to sort that.
Yeah, and what a great comment and questions. I spent 12 months playing with chip packets and finding out how much foil is out there in the community, in my pantry. Don't even look at the community, in my pantry, and working out how to make these blankets and then investigating in the need, because it's great to save things from the landfill, and certainly our planet needs, our environment needs help. But then I discovered actually how many people in New Zealand are homeless, and it hurts my heart. And we started this in 2021 when COVID was rife. We were eating a few more packets of chippies than otherwise we had been, and I'm a bit of a ginger nut fiend, as those of us who know, and people were being made redundant and people were losing their jobs. At that time, there was 37,000 people homeless throughout New Zealand. Those in the classification of homeless is someone who's living on the street, or living in a car, or living in a substandard accommodation. The current figures from our friends at the Ministry of Social Development, we have over 39,000 people throughout New Zealand who are living on the streets and in cars and garages. It's cold out there, Simon. Man, it is really cold. My heart goes out to those who are living in the Octagon in Dunedin currently, and we've been able to send blankets down to them to support them. So it's a thermal blanket, like search and rescue, so it reflects 82% of your body heat back into you, but it's very, very durable. So a blanket made by Chip Packet Project, designed for those in not comfortable conditions, will last out on the street for a minimum of 5 years. Minimum. So they're really, really robust.
Again, just to let listeners know, because I've met Tarina and made one of these blankets, she's completely and 100% correct. I was quite taken aback when I was first told about it. It's like chip packets turning into thermal blankets? Like, surely they'll just rip apart. They don't. They're remarkable. And you just fold them up into a little package, a little
pouch.
Yeah. And as you say, primarily distributing to the homeless. I mean, just talk us through, well, how did you come across, if you will, the approach? Was this something that you invented, or had you seen someone else overseas doing this? How did you even decide, here's an environmental cause, a charitable cause, and chip packets. How did that all just come together in your mind?
Ah, yeah, I have a bizarre mind, just ask my husband. My dear friend, though, in the UK, Pen Hewson, she has been working with the homeless for quite some time, and she had a dream. It sounds very much like Martin Luther King. She had a dream, and because she's English, it had to be crisp packets, not chippies, crisp packets. And so she thought about putting a homeless person in a green crisp packet and gave it a shot. Those blankets that she started making in 2019, and the UK winters are far worse than ours, they are still in circulation today. So this came across, this idea, Pen, came across my desk in 2021, as I said, while we were dealing with COVID and COVID lockdowns throughout the country. And my husband, I do love him dearly, suggested that I should be involved in this and give it a go. Neither of us knew, not only how it was going to be embraced by the community, that we do want to help our environment, but also the need, which is only escalating. We've talked about those who are living on the street. We haven't talked about child poverty and the numbers of those children who are in food survival. They don't know where their next meal is coming from. And then we also haven't spoken about, there is a larger 110,000 households, according to the Ministry of Innovation, Business and Development, their report, 110,000 households cannot afford to be kept warm this winter. This winter, we're not talking next winter, we're talking now. So we need to make hundreds and thousands of blankets to support our Kiwis and give them a warm night's sleep. At Chip Packet Project, we can't promise a good night's sleep, but we certainly can guarantee a warm night's sleep.
So a huge amount of synergies there. Obviously, the needs, which is tragic in our country, but yes, an opportunity, as you say, environmentally good. There's chip packets galore because there are people like me who eat them far too much. Talk listeners through how these are made, because people are thinking they're little, I don't know, actually, I won't put a brand out there, I'll get into trouble. But you think your standard chip packet, how on earth is that going to help someone? How do you turn a chip packet or chip packets into a blanket? Talk us through the process.
And it happens really easily. So the youngest person, I'll start off, the youngest person who's made a blanket has been six. The oldest person has been in their 90s. This is not a thing that is complicated or difficult. It is something that can be started at home and then finished off in the community. And I would encourage people to Google us, chippacketproject.org, and check out the YouTube, because I've put all the instructional stuff on YouTube. So what you do is you take your chippy packet that you've eaten and you've opened it into a landscape shape, and then simply put two packets overlapped very gently by about a centimetre and a half. You do need a piece of baking paper, which I've discovered that isn't in everyone's home, but a piece of baking paper, a wooden chopping board and an iron on a low heat. But Simon, when you come into the Chip Packet Project world, they're not irons. They're called foil fusion devices. And I was teaching at a boys' school for their environment group last night, and they have coined the phrase FFDs. So they're working with their FFDs, their foil fusion devices. And this was a group of burly blokes. You overlap two chip packets on the edge by about a centimetre and a half. Place your baking paper over the top. It is a simple zip-zip process. Honestly, saying the words zip-zip is a big deal, simply bizarre, but it really does help. And then that fuses you're changing the molecular structure between the aluminium and plastic composite. You're forming a very strong bond, and you're on the journey of making a survival blanket.
And Tarina's not joking. It's that simple. I almost didn't believe it at the start. I mean, I'm obviously not a chemist, but it's literally that easy. I've done it myself, folks. I just put two chip packets together, that cleaned, of course, two packets together, bit of baking paper, low heat iron, sorry, FFD, zip zip, which, yes, strangely was important, but it helps the timing because too long causes problems. But you just actually create lengths like that. And then, as listeners will understand, once you've got the length of the blanket by a chip packet width, you then go, oh my God, horizontally. I'm getting spatially challenged here, Tarina, but it's remarkable. And then once it's all done, you fold it up into a pouch and then they're distributed.
Absolutely. Through social service agencies, because we want to make sure they get through to the people who need them. But someone on the street may not only need a blanket, they may need something else. So none of our volunteers distribute directly to those people on the street. We partner with social service agencies to ensure that the right people, not the right people, that's wrong, it's a wrong phraseology, but those in need as a priority get the blankets as well as wraparound support.
Oh, look, it says me, there are many, many good people doing great things out there, but my experience is actually that engaging with other community groups who often will know where the more priority need is important. I've seen some amazing work being done, but directed in the wrong place. So I just think that's amazing. So you're nationwide, obviously you're collecting chip packets, forming this up. You've got a head office in Auckland, but how do people across the country get in contact? How do they support you? Obviously money always helps, but you know, a lot of it's volunteers. How do people find you and get in touch?
Oh, sensational. Thank you. So first port of call, hit the website, chippacketproject.org. That's chippacketproject, or one word, .org. And you'll find a whole lot of resources there to be able to make your own blanket. But I own and understand the fact that what I've described is really bizarre. I would welcome people to find a foil fusion event locally in their space so they can come and see and witness the volunteers in action. Now, we've got one happening tomorrow in Taupo. Actually, I will be there in Taupo tomorrow. I'm there now, working with St. Paul's Union Church from 1 o'clock till 5. But again, head over to the website because it's got all the events throughout the country. Pop into your latest foil fusion event and see for yourself.
Again, I just think it's a marvelous what you're doing. This whole community gem segment, as I said at the start, warms my heart because people like yourself, Tarina, and others are just doing amazing things in the community in ways that I think many of us didn't know. And as I say, it was a revelation to me. It was a revelation to me what you're doing. And so personally, thank you for the time you gave me to use my FFD and help build a blanket all those years ago. And look, thanks for what you're doing. And can I encourage listeners, as I say, jump onto the website, attend tomorrow if you're in Taupo. But Tarina, thank you for all you and your volunteers across the country are doing.
Thank you so much. At Chip Packet Project, we're all volunteers making something from nothing for those who have nothing. We need all the help we can get.
Well, thank you. And again, encourage listeners, if this tickles your fancy, so to speak, get in touch, chippacketproject.org. Tarina, thanks for your time.
Ka kite.
From caps to tees and bags to bumper stickers, we have you covered. Visit www.realitycheck.radio/shop.